This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Open on Special Agent Nixon Rose Emery and Special Agent Sam Rayner sitting at their desks in their New York FBI offices. Special Agent Nixon has been dicking around on the job on Facebook, scrolling through feeds, looking for things to read, where you come across a blog post that's been getting shared wildly and growing in popularity. This blog post is by a Posy Petunia. It's titled, A Girl Went Missing and No One Cared. In the article, it describes a small town in Oregon known as Kolob. It's famous for its wine and its somehow ungodly ability to produce grapes year-round, nestled in the mountains in this perfect little scenario where it's void of basically seasons that change too drastically, giving it year-round produce. This town thrives on its wine sales and exports. Very small, at around 100 residents. But a small 10-year-old girl, Cindy Baker, went missing on March 20th of 2017, nearly a year ago. At first, this article seemed somewhat sensational, not something that piqued your interest too much, but you couldn't stop thinking about it. Much to your surprise, 2 weeks later, when you were having a thought about it and wanted to relocate the article and you went looking for it, it was gone. You couldn't find it anywhere other than people who had transcripted it and reposted it on their own. The original post and any subsequent site that put it up, it was taken down immediately. This made you look a little deeper, piqued your curiosity a little bit. You shared the information with your partner. He ignored it, for the most part, given that you're always chasing wild leads and keeping your head in the clouds a little bit as a detective. Or a special agent, I should say. Once you started looking into the town for anything in its past, you found that there's almost no crime whatsoever, or at least no reports of it, and a very squeaky, squeaky clean past. Except for the disappearance of a young 10-year-old girl in 1997. On March 20th. And the disappearance of another 10-year-old girl. 1977, March 20th. Three disappearances all 20 years apart. This especially piqued your interest. You've started sharing this information with your partner, where I'll throw you the scene now.
Okay, Rayner, I know that you don't want to hear this, that I've said it a couple of times now, but bear with me. Okay, this one town, this mountainous region, it has it where these young girls have been disappearing on the same day, 20 years apart. Not only that, but it seems like nobody in that town really wants to talk to me when I try to contact them. I mean, I'm not hearing anything back. I feel like we need to go to this site. We need to go to Kolob, Oregon, and check
this out.
So
I'm
going to
say that you've contacted the police department in the area numerous times and left a message for the sheriff of the town, Sheriff Asim, Daniel Asim. And you've been getting the cold shoulder. No one's returned your calls. Dispatch refuses to answer any questions, and his secretary continues to relay the call every single time you try to get in touch with him.
So I believe that it's time for action. We have enough to follow up with this. I really want you to come with me.
And you've got nothing from local law enforcement?
I've got nothing from any of them. It's Deputy Daniel Asim. Nothing from him, nothing from dispatch, nothing from anyone. It's suspicious. It's sus as hell.
This is really fucking weird. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
Three disappearances, 20 years exactly on the date apart. Do you think we got something?
And they were all the same age. They were 10 years old. I mean, look at these case files of what I've been able to kind of scrounge on my own because the police department is not helping out.
Yeah.
The information that you found on the other disappearances did not come from the town itself, but through extended family members of those who went missing, often spoke of years later.
Is there any confirmation in any other, like, surrounding police departments, or is it in the town of Kolob, but you were just getting these confirmations, like, years later?
No police investigations were done.
Whatsoever.
This is all hearsay. Nothing official. Just rumors on the wind.
It's a super small town, and these little girls are disappearing. I can't let that stand.
Emery, look. People disappear all the time.
Okay? 10-year-old girls?
It could just be urban myths, right? It sounds creepy as shit, right? You gotta admit. It sounds like it's some Pennywise It Clown legend that has been making its way through the town. We don't have any sort of confirmation from 97, from 77, 2017.
Sam, look at this. Look at these testimonies from these family members. Look, read this. You can see this emotion. These aren't crackpots. This
I will
isn't
also
somebody.
Add there that those testimonies are purely kind of like internet research and through reporters and things like that. Nothing official.
Like bloggers and stuff, right?
Exactly. There's, nothing through the court of law.
And you couldn't track down this blog post you were talking about?
I couldn't. Her name is Posey Petunia.
That's a real name?
Seriously? I'm thinking that has to be like an internet handle, and that's why I can't really find her.
Posey Petunia, what is she, like Wacky Races or something? Okay.
Special Agent Rainer, you would know that if you were going to get signed off for this mission, you would need to take it to your department head.
Sure. Sure. Is there any, like, you know, Nixon, Emery, and I are partners. Mm-hmm. Is there any hierarchy with, like, can she get the go-ahead from our department head? Do I have to be the one to get the go-ahead? Like,
both of you would probably go in on that.
Okay.
I need you to back me on this. We can't let this continue happening. I mean, do you honestly want to bring up whatever is the Facebook equivalent 20 years from now and see that we could have stopped this now? Or at least investigated?
You really think that you might have something?
I think. I definitely do. Because, you know, one time, sure, pure accident. Two times, coincidence. Three times, that is a definite pattern. We need to go to Kolob.
Okay. All right, let's go.
So you make your way up towards the end of the hall. Now, as you make your way up in these offices, everyone just kind of stops working and looks at you as you all get up in the middle of this work day. And kind of conduct yourselves and start making your way towards the back office. You get there, you open the first door. There's a long 50-foot single hallway. You make your way down. It's all white, flickering fluorescent lights as you make your way through. As you get to the final door, with a knock, come in. Come in. This is your director of this region, Jonathan Johns. Yes. How can I help you? Agent, don't tell me. Don't tell me. How can I help you?
Agent Rainer, this is Agent Emery.
I said that.
Yes.
Of course you did.
Director Johns, we might have something.
In fact, we're very certain that we do.
Great. I prefer tuna.
So what we have is that we have three missing girls in the same region, and it has been poorly reported by all of the... By the police department.
Yeah. 20 years apart. We might have a repeat serial killer.
We're not here for your lunch order, is what I'm saying.
Unfortunate. Murder?
Well, at this time, these poor little girls just completely disappeared into thin air.
Kidnapping, at least.
At least that. I mean, there's a possibility there could be some sort of, I don't know, sex trafficking ring or anything like that happening in this region. It's very isolated. I think it's well worth, we believe that it's well worth looking into. It's Kolob, Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody knows him from Kolob Wines?
No.
Okay.
Cut the head off a chicken. Flails. As it bleeds out before it dies.
Sure.
Okay.
You have my approval.
Thank you. That is really good to... we'll just get our travel vouchers with your receptionist then.
Tuna.
We'll let her know.
Yeah, we'll let your receptionist know.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And on that note, we will begin chapter one. Unmarked sedan. As you make your way off of Highway 5, heading east from Portland into the mountains towards Kolob, you've been able to collect a small Google map that I have placed there in front of you of the town layout. It's a part of the Charon River Valley. Most people consider that area to be quite beautiful at all times of the year. But unfortunately, there is no housing development whatsoever, so it stays pretty closed off from the rest of the world, remaining, for the most part, completely isolated in the valley.
There's no housing development. What are we looking at? Is it just like businesses? I know that there's the wine farm, and I imagine a vineyard, but is there like, what kind of buildings and stuff mostly occupied?
This is a small Pacific Northwest river town. It sets in a valley, but the top half of the town kind of rests on a hill. And on the very, very, very top of the hill, and you would know this from a quick Google search you did of the town, there is a very famous winery and country club that is exclusively for visitors, and almost no one within the town itself has ever even seen the inside of this establishment. The rest of the town is, of course, you know, a school, small hospital, doctor's office, fire department, the basics. But for the most part, most of the town rests on the east side of the river, as the river runs directly through the west side of town.
Great.
And you are both driving, making your way there, theorizing what you think might be going down in the case.
Well, who's driving, Agent Emery or myself?
That's up to you guys.
I'll take the wheel.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for you being my partner, I probably would have transferred out of the New York office by now. I feel like Director Johns has to be on something, or he needs to get on something. That is just... He's just completely out there.
I think he might be on the spectrum.
Well, that just makes me feel bad to have said
that.
I
think he's definitely lacking in some social skills, but he can still... From what I've heard, he's got a real sharp analytical mind. I don't know.
Well,
but
he doesn't definitely
seem too bright.
would have to be to have gotten where he was so soon.
Yeah. Ding. Yeah. Agent Rayner, your phone in your pocket gets a text message.
What's it say?
It says, listening.
What?
It just says, listening.
I mean, I'm telling
you. It's an unmarked number.
I'm telling you, this guy. Well, at least he's a... Well, at least what it is that
hey.
He... what?
I show Agent Emery my phone. I don't know who's it. I don't know
so,
who this is.
So these three young girls that have gone missing. The latest was on March 20th. Could that be someone like doing a prank with you?
And it is 2018 now, by the way. So it has been a year ago.
Yeah.
And the article had gone up about a month ago at this point and went down 2 weeks later. So it's about 2 weeks from the article going down and you collecting information on the case.
Got it. Can I do something to try to track the number? But you said it's like, is it one of those things that shows up unknown?
It do says I, unknown?
Yeah. Do I have any FBI skills that will help me, like, track this thing down?
Sure. Roll for that.
Okay, great.
The first roll of the volume.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Right, go ahead. Gotta make sure I got all 10.
I believe in you.
These are heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is serious.
Because it's weighty.
Go!
Oh, lords.
So that's 1-6.
Yeah, but he rolled 2-1s.
2-1s.
Do we have
there
any?
Are 5 hope of
thanks, Chet.
Thank you.
So do we use 1 hope to roll both of, the, yeah. re-roll
no.
both of these?
No.
Use 2
use
hope.
Two?
Oh. 1 per dice.
Yeah. Oh,
so don't get any more 1s.
Okay. Easy.
Yeah.
Thank you for the hope.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
We're in the clear.
1-6.
Okay. 1-6.
You, tell me how you decode this, and then I'll tell you who the number is.
Well, ooh. I imagine that being an agent of the FBI for a handful of years now, that you've got certain safeties and protocols on the phones that we have. So on top of that, I know the ways to look up specific, like, not an IP address, but that equivalent to a phone, to see if it's a real person and a real phone number, quote unquote, the call, to see if it's part of some kind of a farm, to see if it's like a telemarketer. So I would know to maybe run that through a program or something that I have on my phone itself.
Great. You do all that as she's driving.
Yep.
And you get back the name Deputy Director Jonathan Johns.
Shit.
I just want to say, on the record, you said he was on the spectrum.
I know, I did
say that. That was 100% you. So.
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's just an observation about what he...
I know, but people are so touchy about that.
I'm sure must
really
have
are.
Been dealing with. All right.
You know what? You should have never brought it up in the first place. I think we can all agree that you started that.
No, I think it was a
so this this last... This last disappearance was last year, March 20th, 2017. Cindy Baker, 10 years old. I actually couldn't find much of anything on her. I think all of our intel is going to have to come from, hopefully, people that aren't tight-lipped in the community.
All right. Do we get any contact info on Posey Petunia?
No. I haven't been able to find a real name for her. I mean, just her handle.
You could roll for that.
I'm good.
I'll roll for it.
Okay, I'll roll for it.
I love how the difference between the new person or someone who's done
it. I'm like,
Now we need some of that new blood.
I'll roll to
been,
see.
Hasn't been totally scared by the dice.
No, just kidding. The dice intimidate me.
You probably have the best rolls, or one of the best rolls.
Yeah,
too.
We'll see. Say that. All right, I'm gonna see. I'm rolling to find out anything else that I can find about Posey Petunia. Wow,
oh, really?
3 6s and 1
no.
4 6s and 1 1.
Whoa, 4 6s.
You have 7 hope available.
Whoa!
Thank
Jesus.
You so much.
Thank you.
This is so helpful because as soon as we lose a die, it's gone.
It's gone.
So this is
for
so
this
helpful.
Entire
great.
Candle.
Oh yeah,
so.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, we keep it.
Nice.
We keep
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
All right.
Great.
So,
tell me what you do to find this information, and I'll tell you what you find.
Okay. Nixon Rose Emery stayed up late last night. She was developing some pictures from her old 35 millimeter that she likes to keep around. She doesn't travel with it, though. And while she was in the process of going through that with developing pictures, she decided to tap into the darknet because she has that program on her non-bureau issued computer. Because, you know, you have to get intelligence from everywhere. So that's where she went to look for Posey Petunia.
Okay. And I will say that what you found is that you found your link through a will, basically. This will was left by a woman who died a couple years ago in the town. An older woman by the name of Janice. And her last name was Janice Petunia. And that linked you back to Posey, who has been using the name Posey Petunia online to write for a while, and this will basically left the house to her. So you now have the address of the house, and on your sheet, your map in front of you, it would be labeled C1. That is her house.
Nice. Got it.
So you know all that information. As you're driving down the road, you're getting kind of up into the mountains. It's raining. It's been raining on you all day. As you just start to break the mountain crest and you see this very large river valley in front of you, the sun crests and the clouds move out of the way as you see these large mountains with snow-capped hills and an extremely still green area underneath. As the rain's kind of pushed back by the mountaintops themselves. As you're driving down the road, you see two individuals up ahead of you who are walking with large backpacks on and look pretty ratted down gears. Both of them, their hands are out as your car's coming close. Just
Rainer?
Yeah.
Hitchhikers? Yay? No?
No, that would be a big fat nay.
They're just trying to get into town. We'll drive past then.
As you drive past, both of them kind of look at you. Flip you off as you continue driving. I will say, Detective or Agent Sam, you, as you kind of go by, you notice, you kind of make a quick profile of them. Mm-hmm. Both of them carrying backpacks that are blue. And one of them's wearing a red tattered shirt, and the other is wearing kind of a pink tank top with an American flag on it.
Got it.
Ooh, this is beautiful, beautiful country, Rainer. Did you ever do that small town thing? I've never done the small town thing.
No, I'm a city boy through and through.
God, this is gorgeous. It kind of makes you want to do the small town thing, right?
Kind of makes me want to visit when the weather isn't so shit.
What the? This is beautiful weather.
It's been, I mean, your, looks like it's been raining for what, a week
man,
straight.
Your standards,
you're in the sun now.
Oh.
Your standards are so high, Sam.
You make your way down the hill.
I am from New York,
on,
so.
Highway 5. As you get to the town limits, and it is the town of Kolob, population 100, established 1906 on the sign. As you enter the city limits, you know what? You guys are FBI agents. I'm going to give you a bone here real quick just to let you know to start looking for things.
We'll take it.
You see on the bottom right of the sign something that catches your eye. And I'm going to say this is Sam, since he's not driving. He's just kind of observing the area around
That's
him.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
You see a small symbol. Spray painted in black on the bottom right of the sign. And that is what it looks like.
Okay.
It's like part of
and you can have that paper desk. Later. As you make your way into the town. Now, like. This town looks like any other Pacific Northwest small town, filled with all sorts of shops. You make your way down the street. On Highway 5, on the entrance there, where are you headed, by the way? Where do you want
to
go?
We're going to the police department.
Okay. Yeah? All
you
right.
Go mean, to the police department?
Oh, well, the hotel department. Hotel first or straight to police department? Police department.
I mean, I'm good. We can check in later, I guess. Well, I'm fine. It's up to you.
We should
call.
Probably check in first.
Okay.
We're going to go to the local hotel to check in.
Yeah, where
in.
Are we staying?
You are staying at the Sharon Hotel Motel. It is on your map, marked in a red box next to the river.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm seeing that would be C6, 7, and 8.
Yep.
Cool.
Yes, you have a room at the Sharon Motel. As you park your car and get out, you notice almost immediately someone across the street is just kind of stopped and looking at you across the street.
What do they look like? Who are they?
This is a very tall, slender man wearing glasses and a blue jean jacket. Just looking at you as you two with your suits and your sunglasses get out of your unmarked car. Just staring kind of at you.
Small town doesn't necessarily mean good manners.
Apparently not.
Takes out his phone.
Howdy.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and check in.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
You enter the motel. It's extremely small, the office. All of the rooms are on the ground level, overlooking the river. Before you walk in, you kind of look down at the river. And for the most part, everything is extremely pristine in this entire area, just straight out of a story picture book. But down at the river, there's a small bridge that kind of goes over the top of the river, like a walking bridge that's just down from the hotel that you can see on the like north of the hotel on your map. But underneath that is kind of a homeless camp of a bunch of tents that are at the riverbank underneath that bridge. And it strikes you as something unique because it's the only thing in this entire town that looks out of place. And you make your way into the hotel, the motel. And despite its size and being extremely small, for the most part, it's very well kept. The only thing that's a little strange is the entire room is nothing but stuffed animal heads lining the entire motel room.
Stuffed animal, like stuffed hunted animals?
Mounted.
Taxidermy. Right. Like, yeah. So it's one room? It's double beds, right?
No, this isn't your room. This is the office. Oh, you got to get a room first. As you walk in, there's an individual standing at the counter. You notice that she's wearing a tag that says Bailey on it.
Hello. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to the motel. Do you have a reservation?
Yes. Our office should have made a reservation for us.
Special Agent Sam Rayner. This is Special Agent Nixon Emery.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow. Is that special? What's special?
It's the FBI. So
but you're special. So you're special FBI. Special. That's
just
so
the regular
neat.
Title for any FBI agent.
Oh, but you're darling though. You're darling.
Oh wow, that's so neat. So what makes it special? What do you get that other people don't get? It's benefits or
it's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's a department. We work at a federal level.
That's just our title. Kind of like I'm sure you have a deputy that's here in town. Think of us like deputies, but
you mean our deputy.
But, higher than that.
Deputy Decker? How do you know Deputy Decker? You guys go way back? Are you here to see him?
Actually, we're here to see Deputy Daniel Asim.
You mean the sheriff?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my information wrong. I guess if not Daniel Asim, then anybody that would be over him.
But there's nobody over the sheriff.
Okay.
I won't tell him you said that. I understand you're special and everything, but I won't tell him that you referred to him as a deputy. That would not go over well with the sheriff. I'll leave it at that part. But
Glad
thank you.
We
welcome. Are you here on official business or for a wine tasting?
Right now we're just checking in for your motel. We're just going to be staying for a couple of days.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to make small talk, welcome you to the town and everything. There's pamphlets on the wall for tourists if you want some pamphlets for the attractions in the area. I would suggest a wine tour, a tasting tour, maybe some of the art galleries down around the city hall or fishing in the river. Did I do something wrong?
No, not at all, Bailey. Thank you. You've made us feel very... Rainer, grab some pamphlets. Just mm-hmm. like... Yeah, thank you. You've made us feel so well.
Yeah, get that one too. There's caves outside of town. The caves, really pretty. There's lights in them that light up the entire... Beautiful. It's so nice. It's nice. It's great. You two are going to love it. Are you married? Do you need...
We're partners.
Yeah, we work together. What part of town do you live in, Bailey?
Where people live. What do you mean, what part of town?
Do you live nearby, or do you have a long commute?
Well, I mean, considering I can walk to the other side of town in 5 minutes, I'd say we're all nearby.
That's good.
Fair enough.
It's good.
Did I do something wrong?
No, not at all. How long have you lived in Kolob? All your life, or...
Well, yeah. What kind of question is that?
Just people can be from different places, so...
I'm sorry, did I do something wrong? Am I being questioned? Do I need a lawyer?
No, not at all.
What's special about... Okay.
So our office should have called and arranged a couple of rooms for us. Maybe we should just... You know, we've had a long drive, and we're just kind of tired, so...
Well, we have one room, single bed... Said a man and a woman were coming. We assumed you were married.
Our office didn't say that two agents would be coming?
Maybe they did. We wrote down a man and a woman needed a room.
Okay.
So we have one room with one bed.
Do you have other rooms that are available so we can get another room?
No, we're very busy this time of year. It's spring.
Okay, then.
So you have no other rooms available?
Well, it'd be
Did
fine.
I do something wrong?
No. You know what, Bailey? Thank you for checking us in.
Are there we're any just... other hotels nearby?
This is the only one.
Of course it is.
That's why we're so packed.
Oh, are there any, like, bed and breakfasts? Or do you know what Airbnb is?
A bed and breakfast. That's cute. No, this is the motel. This is where people come when they're from out of town and they need a place to stay. Do you need to know anything else about the area? Anyone you'd like to talk to? I'll let the sheriff know.
Yeah. We're
actually, it looks... Well, that... seems like he already knows. That's him right there. And you look out the window of the front of the motel as the sheriff's patrol car has just pulled up right next to your car. And he's kind of gets out of the car. He's wearing a hat, sunglasses. He's just kind of looking inside your car. Puts his head up to the window. He's kind of looking in. You can see all this. He can't see you. As it's darker inside the room than it is outside, and he's just kind of looking around in your car.
Oh, well, look at that, Sam. Happy Ben bystander called the sheriff on us. Nice town. How about we go out there and meet him?
Yeah, let's go introduce
Unless
ourselves.
Unless you want to talk to Bailey some more.
No, I don't.
Okay, hey, then. Sheriff! Sheriff, they're in here! They're inside. They're checking into their room, Sheriff! And he hears that immediately. Up his pants a little bit and walks in through the front door, nods his hat. Bailey. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. You must be Sheriff Daniel Asim.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
I'm Special Agent Nixon Emery. This is Special Agent Sam Rayner.
Okay.
We have contacted you.
What's special about it?
Okay.
That's a title for an FBI agent. We're flown in from New York.
FBI, why aren't you wearing one of those blue jackets that say FBI on the back? Let everybody know who you are.
Those
just look like a normal married couple something getting a motel room.
Those are raid jackets, and those are more for formal...
That's what I saw on the
yeah.
TV, the cop shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, you see those a lot on the on television shows. No, we're just here...
What do you want?
Well, is there some place that we can go to talk, perhaps to your car or to your office?
I feel pretty good right here. This is good enough. Bailey's a good friend. They thought you were the deputy. I corrected them, though. It's great.
Yeah, sorry about that, Sheriff. See, we were getting some mixed signals because we've been trying to contact your office, and we weren't hearing anything back.
So we decided to fly out here to meet you in person. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't call you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that, Sheriff?
Of course.
Would you like to let us know?
Rather not.
Don't really need to.
Well,
didn't feel the need to call you back. You know, nothing that you would need from me. Poking around.
Actually, we need some information from you. Sheriff, you do know who the FBI are, right? Federal Bureau of Investigation?
I asked if you had the cute jackets. I know who the FBI are.
Okay, then you understand
that... Why do you think I didn't return your call?
I honestly don't know, because you didn't communicate with us.
Look, we all know how this works. FBI comes in, small town, starts telling me what to do, how to do my job, how people around here should be doing things.
Have you ever had contact with the FBI outside of television, Sheriff Asim?
Sheriff, if you're doing your job the way that we're all doing our jobs, then you have no reason to have anybody tell you how to do your job.
So you're not coming up in here to tell me I need to hand over all my assets to you, the government?
No, no, that is just something on television. We are just trying to get information. We are trying...
Oh, see, that there. What kind of information would you need from someone like me?
You know, Sheriff, I think that it's time we took this conversation to your offices.
This town's my office.
Well, specifically, we need to head to your office, sir.
To the police department, the precinct that you have in town.
Some of the things that we want to discuss with you, they might be a little bit sensitive. As I'm sure you're aware, whenever you have to deal with ongoing investigations.
Ongoing investigation?
Yes, sir.
Now, see, we don't have any of those around here, because we do our jobs.
This should be easy. And then this should be real easy. So why don't we go ahead and just hop in our cars and
head over here. See, this feels like you're telling me what to do. This kind of feels like you're coming in here, like the government, and saying, hey, you know what, Sheriff, drop what you're doing. Do we need, you know, maybe I got things to do.
Sir, you know,
maybe you should make an appointment.
You realize.
Why don't you head down to the city hall, and I'll get with you when I can. But, you know, just have a seat.
Sir, you realize that you work for the government, right? You do understand that? That you are
I'm an elected official for this town.
Mm-hmm.
I work for the town.
Yes, and you know that this town relies on federal funds, and that is why that this town does.
You will see that we are cash flow positive.
Okay.
Have been since the beginning, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Well, we'd like to do our jobs.
Now, you're not the IRS, so I know we can't really discuss any more on that matter. So, look, I got things I need to do.
So do we.
It's about 3 in the afternoon right now, which means I'm already running a little late on my next appointment.
Sir, can you let me finish a goddamn sentence?
School's about to get out.
Sheriff?
You see Bailey out of the corner of your eye like...
I'm really confused. I thought that we all had manners here, and you continue to interrupt me, sir. So I'm going to say one last time. My partner and I need you to get into your squad car, head to your precinct, and we're going to go ahead and follow you because we're just going to have a nice little chat when we get to your office.
And all we request is some... clarity on some information, and it would be a lot easier for you to help us than it would be for us to make you help us.
Well, after you.
Thank you.
Bailey, thank you for the room key.
I didn't give you the key. Do you need a key?
Thank you for the room
key. One bed.
Oh, you know what? We'll work that out.
Yeah.
Room 3A.
Great.
It's just on the back side. You get to overlook the river there. Pay no attention to the vermin, though.
Thank you, Bailey. We'll pay no attention to the vermin. All right. I got shotgun. Emery, go ahead and drive.
Yeah. You know that small town thing that I said earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. Forget that. All right. Never. Never again. Give me New York. Anytime. All the time.
The sheriff pulls kind of out in front of you and starts making his way down the road. You go over a small bridge over the river. As you're looking around, you pass quite a few establishments. The Rabble Razor Cafe, True Value Hardware, Kolob, Wine and Collectibles, a privately owned Radio Shack, mind you. ATVs and bikes, Bob's Electrics, Smoothies and Juice, Kolob Laundry, Drunken Deer, the only bar in town.
Drunken Deer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fresh Produce, the town's grocery store is just called Fresh Produce.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. All of this along the way as you make a quick left as you get over the bridge and head towards the department. Now, this building does have underground parking. As he makes his way up to a gate, kind of puts his badge up to the gate, gate opens, and he pulls on in and goes inside the underground parking. You pull up to the gate, and it just stays closed.
Wow.
Is there a button on the gate?
As he's driving around the corner down there, as the gates kind of come down, he gives you one of those waves out of the front of his car where you just see the back of his hand. He's like, as his car turns in and goes to park.
All right, let's just park on the street.
You know, sure, is there a button or anything on the?
Yeah, there's a button.
Is there like an intercom thing?
Sure.
Okay. And it's on the driver's side or passenger side?
Driver's side.
All right.
All right, I push the button.
You just hear the sound of like, shh.
Push the button one more time. Okay, so we're just gonna park on the street then.
All right.
Where's the police department located? Like, which number?
That is A1.
Okay. You got it.
Center of town. That's the city hall, mind you. The police department's tied into city hall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A couple courthouses in there. Lots of offices. Police department's tied in there as well.
Okay, so we're New Yorkers. We park on the street sometimes. So park on the street. Read the signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's fine. Fine. Lots of ample parking.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
And I assume there's no signs that say, like, 2 hour only, no parking. Wanted. No, right?
Because no, we're not in here. Oregon. Free and open parking everywhere.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Great.
As you park and get out of your cars, immediately you start to see people cross the street, stopping whatever they're doing, looking directly at you. Everybody whispering with each other, talking to each other.
You know what? I miss Thai food, and I miss the subway.
Before you guys go in, we're going to cut really quick to the sheriff's office. As he sits down, hits a button on his intercom. Janice, send the deputy in here if you don't mind. You're sitting at your desk. It's one of two desks inside that room. You are the current only deputy working for this department. You've been there 6 months. You and the sheriff don't really get along. You, for the most part, kept to yourself. He attempted to make small talk when he first came on, very quickly saw that you two were not going to be people that had any sort of relationship whatsoever with each other, so he kind of left it at that. The other desk has remained empty the entire time you've been there, and there's two cells that are kind of across from you in the inside there, both of them empty at the moment. As Janice, who's sitting literally two desks away from you, you heard her get the call as you go ahead and stand up, and she looks at you. Sheriff would like to see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that.
Were you listening to my calls? You know, I've asked you for privacy.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, Janice.
So, you know, mind your business. So you make your way in.
Sheriff.
As you step into the sheriff's office, it's a very large office, unusually large for a town of this size, and considering on the outside there's just three desks and two jail cells. Fairly lush, very large desk. One of the things that's always struck you as quite odd is there's this very large painting above his desk on the back wall of a matador and a bull stuck in a fight. Except that the bull has gorged through the fighter, and he's kind of like the horns through his stomach and out his back, this painting, as he's flailing up into the air as the bull's kind of kicking wildly. Always struck you as a little odd. It gives you this sense of unease. And as he's sitting there very comfortably, his feet up on the desk, popping peanuts into his mouth, it flips him up into the air.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sheriff Azeem.
I called you in, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Got a small problem I need you to handle.
Sure. What is it?
FBI's in town.
FBI?
Flicks another peanut up.
What do you want me to do?
Make them not talk to me would be great.
Did you...
So... Have a conversation. Tell them what they want to hear to get them out of here and out of Kolob. Don't want them poking around hurting any of the tourism now, do we?
No, sir.
So?
I'll leave.
Get out! He flicks another peanut up in the air, catches it. As you're closing the door, you swear for like a brief moment as the door is closing and you're kind of closing as you see his feet back there that the painting itself starts to shift and move just a hair. As you close the door, Janice, FBI's in town?
Yep. We're going to have a conversation. Walk out.
You make your way out of the front of the kind of courthouse. You look around and it's pretty clear that the two individuals walking towards you must be FBI, the only two people that you look around and see that you don't recognize in this moment.
Special agents. My name is Deputy Decker.
Hello, I'm Special Agent Nixon Emery. This is Special Agent Sam Rayner.
Nice to meet you, Emery.
Good to meet you, Deputy.
Agent Emery and Agent Rayner.
Good to meet you, Deputy.
So I just got word from the sheriff that I will be your liaison from this point on.
Okay, well, as long as you have the information that we need, then...
I don't know what you need, so what is it that
great.
You need?
Should we head inside to your office?
Outside might be better. It's the inside, it's not very conducive for... Might seem counterintuitive, but I think you guys would agree with me that maybe outside would be better.
Deputy Decker, was it?
Yes.
You know, we'd actually prefer having a conversation with yourself and the sheriff at the same time. There's some information that we'd like
to
share.
That's not going
to
happen, unfortunately. Just from knowing the sheriff, I'm all you've got.
Okay, well, how about we start with what you can let us know, and we'll cross that bridge
when
we need to.
Sure. Let me preface this conversation by saying I've just transferred here 6 months ago.
Of course you have.
So.
Great.
Shall we step outside?
We will follow your lead, Deputy.
I step outside, and I go to... Is there an outdoor area that
there
I can...
There is right across the street your... favorite and only diner in the area, right across the street, and it is Rebel Rouser Cafe.
I assume is that A7 on the map here?
No, that is B1.
Great.
I know this great place to eat. Trust me, it's got the best food ever, and it's actually going to be way better than inside the office. So let's go across the road to Rebel Rouser. All right, we go inside.
You make your way in, and there's, this cafe you eat lunch at every day because besides the bar, it's the only place in town. And there's a coffee shop on the town square as well, but this is pretty much the only place to get a bite to eat. It's quite packed, given that it's lunchtime. The second you open the door, everyone stops. And everyone's kind of looking up at you.
Not a surprise. Let's just take this empty table right here.
Of course.
We sit down.
Yeah.
One of the only waitresses and your favorite waitress, Emerson Kelsey, who's been flirting with you quite a bit since you came into town and come in every single day. She's got long black hair, young, about 19. You always feel a little uncomfortable when she flirts with you because it just doesn't, you know.
Okay,
it's like,
fine.
You know, it's nice that she's flirting with you, but at the same time, she's very clearly 19-year-old girl who just got out of high school, graduated local.
Emerson, how are you?
Hi.
We have some guests, out-of-town guests.
Oh, what can I get for you two fine morticians?
The FBI.
Like real FBI?
Yeah, special
like
agents.
Like actual FBI? What's going on?
That's what we're going to find out.
Hi.
Hi, Miss.
FBI. What are you all doing here? What's going down? Is something happening?
Well, right now, we're just hoping to have some of this really good food that we hear the Rabble Rouser has, and we'll see what happens from there. We hear there are caves and a wine tour, so...
Oh, so you're just passing through. That makes sense. That makes sense. I know there's always a lot of trouble out east with the, you know...
Yeah, well, right now we're here for today. So how about you? Can you get us whatever
coffee
is the
and
most
pie coming up?
Fantastic.
Thanks, Emerson.
You want the usual?
The usual, please.
I'll just have water. No coffee for me, but thank you. I'll take pie.
Rayner, take the coffee.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I don't drink coffee.
Don't worry. She walks away.
So what can I do for you? It was Agent Emerson and Agent...
Emery.
Emery, sorry.
Apologies, yeah, sorry. Emery and Rayner.
And Rayner.
Yeah. So, from what we've been able to gather, and there has been a lapse in communication with your office regarding this, but there have been disappearances that have happened 20 years apart.
Emerson leans over your shoulder and starts pouring coffee into a cup. Ooh, disappearances. Who went missing? Was it? Okay. And she goes ahead and pours you a cup of coffee. All three of you have cups of coffee.
Thank you. Yeah,
no water. Thank and she was. I'm sorry. I didn't hear. Lips are sealed.
That's fine.
I didn't hear anything.
Thank you for the coffee.
Yeah.
Just a question. So, Deputy Decker hasn't heard of these disappearances, has he? Has he?
No.
Yeah. I thought so. Okay. Disappearances.
Yes, it has happened on the same day three times now within this town. It has been 10-year-old girls, once March 20th, 1977, then March 20th, 1997, and now just last year, March 20th, 2017.
Zach, I'd like to look around to see if anybody else is listening in.
At the moment, it looks like everyone's attempting to listen in. Every single person in this establishment is talking extremely quietly, eating and looking over the corner, out of the corner of their eyes, and just kind of everyone's got their heads tilted towards you all's location.
Nixon, let me stop you right there. Deputy, it seems like this is a very friendly town.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why don't we just go ahead and enjoy this meal and then maybe head somewhere a little bit more private?
Do you not get any tourists in this town? It seems like you thrive on tourism, but...
Yeah, well, and then we've got the country club up on the hill, and we have the winery. So we get people in
the art galleries.
Right, the art galleries.
Looks like you need a refill as she starts pouring your coffee over the top of your cup and it starts spilling onto the table a little bit.
Emerson.
So I guess you all are here because of that blog post a couple of months ago.
Yes, do you know about that blog post?
Everybody knows about the blog post, but nobody wants to talk about it.
What's the blog post?
You know the person that posted the blog post?
You really got to start using the internet. We talked about this.
Yeah, technology and me, not that good.
You're going to want to go talk to, you know.
Posey Petunia?
The outcast.
I've heard of Posey Petunia.
She doesn't know that we call her that. We just... She never really comes around. You know, she just sits up there writing.
Where would she be?
Well, I don't know what.
Oh, that's okay. Well,
I mean, her home. Nobody ever sees her really come out of there. But
is there anything that you could tell us about, you know, the outcast?
The outcast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wrote that blog post, right? And then the whole town went up in a tizzy fit about it. Just everybody got so excited, really upset, started egging her house, threatening her, all sorts of other things. And then next thing you know, blog post gone.
Emerson?
Everybody calm down a little bit.
Emerson?
Yeah, more coffee?
I'm good. I got a question for you. Is anything in that blog post...
Hold on. And she, like, gets up kind of on the table and puts her ear right next to her.
Is anything in that blog post true?
Of course not. It's just sensationalized. It's just...
Okay.
You know,
okay.
People talking about things. I mean...
Just
yeah,
sure. Just
okay,
you know,
so
little Cindy went missing a year ago, but it's nothing nefarious about that.
There was a girl that went missing?
She was never found.
I mean, this happens, you know?
People go missing all the time.
Right.
People go missing all the time. She's a 10-year-old girl. She probably fell in the river, poor soul.
And Cindy, she was a local? She, her and her parents live here in town?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a senior, you know?
Yeah. Do you know... Just the Bakers in general? What kind of family were they?
Oh, I mean, you know, they're... Am I being questioned?
No. I'm just curious.
Is this like... Do I need a lawyer?
It's fine, Emerson.
Are they able to just ask questions like that?
If you don't want to answer anything, Emerson,
You don't have to.
You're just having a conversation.
Oh, no, I don't want to answer anything. I'm fine. I'm just going to get back to serving coffee. That's okay. I appreciate it all, though. You know, I'll let everybody know you guys are here for the disappearance and everything. Just, you know, so have a good day.
Emerson, one last question before you go. And again, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. Has any of their kids gone missing? Any other kids fall in the river or anything like that?
Of course not. It's a freak accident.
Yeah.
No, you'll see. This is the safest town I've ever lived in
I
mean, it's the only town I've ever lived in my entire life. But I watch the news and stuff, and it's a mad world out there, and it's perfect here.
Yeah, that's exactly the way.
No crime.
We describe it.
I've seen the internet, you know, where women talk about getting catcalled and all these other things, and I can walk around at night. It's fine. Not a care in the world.
Well, thank you so much, Emerson.
Liberating, actually.
Yeah, that sounds empowering.
Feminism, right?
Yeah. Oh, go, girl.
That's a thing right now.
Yeah. Thank you for the refills so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Emerson. So what is going on here?
Thank you, Emerson.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll take my wallet out, and I'll just say, Emerson, can we go ahead and get the check as well?
I mean, it's $3, three cups of coffee. You could just
great. Take out, like, $5. Did we not get pie? Emerson didn't deliver pie yet?
No, not
yet. Just coffees? Okay, fine. Yeah, $5. $3 for the coffee.
Okay, so do you want me to... Do you want the pie, too?
No.
We're okay without the pie.
I mean, you can't miss the pie.
We're okay, Emerson. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
But what about your Reuben?
My Reuben? Oh, you know what? I'm Zelly. Lost my appetite. Thank you.
All right, fine. Just yell at me if you need any more coffee. Free refills.
What is this about a disappearance now?
Deputy, how about we go outside?
Sure.
Unless you want to finish your coffee, Rainer.
No, I'm fine. Oh. Let's go.
Okay, we'll step outside.
As you stand up, the entire restaurant goes silent once again.
Lovely town. Thank you for so hospitable.
Okay.
Fantastic. All right, let's go.
Now, what is this about a disappearance of a girl?
It was Cindy Baker, March 20th, 2017.
Okay, so what is FBI doing?
Two other girls every 20 years. This same region, this same town.
Did you say you've been here?
6 months.
Okay. Happened about a year ago. Yeah.
Okay. But you were saying... Could you rewind? So it's not just a girl, because the FBI coming to a small town like this?
There's at least three. That coupled together with not
And when were that?
Same date, 1977 and 1997. You know, it seems, Deputy, that you really don't have any information that you can really give us about this.
But maybe you can help us, because we're just trying to get some confirmation on these stories and see if we can figure out what happened to Cindy a year ago.
Do you know the blogger? Posey Petunia. We have an address for her.
Okay. I've only heard that she's kind of got a big mouth on her, and not many people like what she's been saying about the town, usually.
Well, that makes me think that some of it might be true. Why don't we all go visit her and see what we can figure out?
I think it would help us a lot to have a local police presence there.
I agree.
I'm going to come clean with you guys, okay?
Okay.
So the sheriff has... The sheriff has asked me to kind of say what I need to say to you to get you out of town.
All right.
Having said that, I'm leaning towards helping you guys out. I've never liked him. There's always been something about him that's off. And to do my job, I feel like... we need to look this up, because this is my town too now, and I want to do what's right.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, very glad that you had that moment that you're going to serve and protect.
Like I said, this is my new town. I'm placing new roots here, and so I'm invested. So,
great.
You hear the sound of a crow from across the street. As you look over, there's a woman standing on the corner with a crow on her shoulder. A patch over her eye, and she's smoking a cigarette.
Have I seen her before? Do I know her?
Yes. You know her. She's the head of sanitation for the city.
Okay.
Her name is Hildred Justice.
Have I had any previous conversations or relations with Hildred?
Not really. Still pretty new to the town. You are, anyway.
I'm like, well, there's something you don't see every day.
Yeah, it's a pirate lady. No, wait, they have parrots, right? Yeah.
She throws her cigarette to the ground and kind of stomps out and just starts nervously chewing her fingernails, looking at you with her one eye.
She's like a half of an Odin, missing one of his ravens.
Ma'am?
Okay, so how about we head over to the...
Did you want to ride with me in my car?
Sure. How about you ride in... Well,
whatever you want.
Yeah, I know the best ways and shortcuts and whatnot.
Well, we'll just follow.
Sounds good.
We'll follow you in our car.
All right. So I walk to my squad car, get in.
Okay.
What's the address?
Posey Petunia is
over here. At
yeah,
C-1.
You would know. Just head there.
Okay, cool.
You guys
don't
need to check the map for everything. Just tell me where you want to go.
Okay. So we I start Petunia's driving place. Towards Posey Petunia's place.
Yeah. It's about 100 yards, and then you just stop. Maybe 200 yards.
Okay, so I just take one step forward, basically.
Yeah, you could have walked there pretty easily.
We were
okay.
there, and then we just went there. It's small.
Great.
It's very close. The whole town's very small. So it's like a small house up on this like little hill. There's a little white gate out in the front. It's a like light blue house with white accents. And, what do you do?
Okay. I lead the way to Posey Petunia's place. Go in and...
There we go.
Okay, great.
One thing I wanted to run by you, Deputy, before we head up there. If there's something that you have to report back to the sheriff at the end of the day or what have you, you can go ahead and let him know that my partner and I are not going to leave the town until we are satisfied with any information we can gather about this particular case.
Sure. And that any cooperation on his part will help get what he... what he seems to want, which is to get us to leave.
I can certainly relay the message, agents, but just know that you won't have his cooperation.
Do you pass that message on to him now or later?
I don't pass it on to him now.
Okay.
I just think it's weird that a sheriff doesn't want to cooperate when there's two people looking for a missing girl.
That's it's a small really town. It's a mentality that you might not understand, that in a small town, we don't like... it when city people come in and try to ruffle feathers.
I get it. We're just pointing out his mistake, right?
Not everyone likes that pointed out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at this point, the only thing that really matters is about these missing girls.
I agree with that.
All right. You definitely hear the knock.
I go to the door. I unlock the bolt, and I leave the chain on. Who is it?
It's Kurlog Police and FBI.
I open the door but leave the chain on.
Kurlog. Sorry for that.
Yes?
What time of day is it, Zach? Is it like midday, afternoon?
About 3:30 p.m.
Yep.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Miss Petunia, they just had some questions they wanted to ask you.
About what?
It's about a blog post that you
I'm sorry, I don't talk about that anymore. And I shut the door.
Wow, I'm loving this town more and more.
You have a dog?
Yes.
Miss Petunia, we really do need to have a conversation
I'm
with
sorry,
you.
Do you have a warrant?
They do not.
We're not trying to search your premises, which is what a warrant would entail. All we are trying to do... Your blog post said, a girl went missing and no one cares. Well, we... care.
You're not
and
in any trouble.
We are
miss.
Here.
You're
and
not
we
in any trouble.
Want to talk
I
about
I open
this.
The door again. What kind of questions do you have?
I'm just kind of behind them all.
Special Agent.
Special Agent.
Sam Rayner.
Yeah. Special Agent Sam Rayner. I'm a Special Agent Nixon Emery.
We just want to ask you a couple questions.
Just a couple of questions. May we come inside?
Okay. And I close the door, take off the chain. I open the door and open the door for them.
As they're coming in and you're closing the door, you kind of look around because you've become quite paranoid at the town's reaction to you. You see walking up the street towards you the woman that you've seen around town before with the patch over her eye and the crow on her shoulder walking up the street nervously, kind of chomping at her fingernails.
I just shut the door, bolt it, chain it, lock it.
What does her house look like?
What's your house look like?
It's very small. It looks like a grandma's house. There's a lot of pastels. There's a plush pink carpet in the living room. And I'm going to usher you into the kitchen where there's some old wooden furniture and like a tea on the stove with some hot water. And can I get you some tea or something?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just standing in the back still. Laying there to do their thing.
Please come in and sit down. I really don't like it when people hover.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Well, as you can see, Miss Petunia, we're here with Deputy Decker. He's showing us around. He's helping us out. We've flown in from New York. We got a case in front of us. I should say my partner here, Special Agent Emery, she found this case revolving around the blog post that you wrote. We're trying to figure out what happened, why it was taken down. We've learned from some friendly members of the town that a young girl did, in fact, go missing. And on top of that, we'd like to ask you a couple of questions concerning some other disappearances in this town.
You know, that blog post caused a lot of trouble for me. I would really like to move on from it and just try and live my life here. The town already hates me.
Well, what we're really focused on is we want to know about Cindy Baker. What happened to Cindy Baker. Who she is.
I understand, Miss Petunia, that this... it's probably a very difficult time. It's around the one-year anniversary of this little girl's disappearance. And I understand that,
no one cared when she disappeared. It's like no one wanted to talk about it. They wanted it all go away. You know, I hate talking about this. They tried to sue me. They tried to take my grandmother's house. They tried to take everything from me. They forced me to take that blog down. This town is... quiet, you know that. They don't like outsiders, people like me, people like you. I'm trying to just keep to myself so I don't get sued again.
Who sued you?
Who tried to force your grandmother out of this house?
They're trying to force me out. They don't want me here. I ask too many questions. Very curious, always been curious. And it's weird when a 10-year-old girl goes missing and a week later everyone's pretending like it didn't happen.
Even the sheriff?
You hear from outside, as you hear the sound of car doors kind of shutting, and you hear someone like, stop! Get the fuck off me! Stop it!
I go outside.
You walk out the front door, and you see that the sheriff has grabbed the sanitation woman, Hildred. She was in your yard, and he's kind of like grabbing her and kind of pulling her towards his squad car. As he kind of grabs her left arm and kind of turns her around and puts cuffs on her.
Sheriff. This is exactly the drama I didn't want. I think it's time for you to go.
Sheriff, what's going on?
We still have some more questions.
Hildred here's trespassing, so she'll be coming down to the station. And she starts, no, hey, Posey, no, Janice, she's the catalyst. Then the sheriff starts kind of grabbing her arm and tugging her along, starts pushing her into the car. Nope. Sorry for the, you know, I think she's just a little worked up, had a little too much wine to drink, got herself a little drunk, starts stuffing her into the car as she's like, no, stop.
Sheriff, do you need any assistance?
The crow is like,
Sheriff, what are you arresting her for?
Around as he shuts the door and the crow's just like circling the car, kind of quickly moving around. It's just... She was trespassing on your property.
I don't
She's obviously
press charges,
been drinking.
It's fine.
Just going to take her down to the station, put her in the cell, let her calm down a little bit.
Who put in the call, Sheriff?
This town is fucked.
Your neighbors put in the call. Saw her snooping around your house.
You sure got here
real exactly
fast.
The kind of things that start happening when the FBI start coming around and poking into things, getting everybody all riled up. Start getting paranoid. Calling right. me for the slightest disturbance.
All right,
yeah, it almost seems like we could have gotten all of this wrapped up if you just returned a phone call, Sheriff.
If you'll excuse me, I'm just going to go back inside. I want to go inside and shut the door and lock it, but I'm going to look through the peephole.
Okay, so you three are on the front.
I guess so.
As you've kind of, now you're looking through. As you make eye contact with Hildred, in the car, and she's just looking at you, and she's like tapping the glass, and you see her mouthing, but you can't hear. Then she's like,
"Come, I'm going to grab my backpack and I'm going to lock the front door, head out the back door, lock it, and start walking towards the police department.
Okay.
Do we see this?
Do you have like a drunk tank or something that you're going to take this woman to?
We've got two cells.
I'll be seeing you. As he hops in his car.
Woo!
Drives away. And just the sound of his siren showing up, you now realize as he drives off, there's about 20 people kind of making their way up the street, all staring at you all up on that porch.
Okay. I feel like I've gone way outside my bounds. I'm going back to the police. I'm sorry.
Need one other thing from you. I need the address of the Bakers. Cindy Baker's parents. And that's all I need from you, Deputy.
I feel like I've done too much. I get in my car and I drive back.
What the fuck?
So you're heading back to the police station as well? Okay.
Well, we should try to follow up with
If you want that address, you could roll for it. Gotta start rolling for stuff.
Yeah,
I'm getting that address. Right now, the only real lead we have is a freaking homeless camp near the hotel. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Three ones, two
but
sixes.
Two sixes.
So it succeeds. You have seven hope.
Whoa. Thanks again, Chad.
Thank you. Let's keep some of these.
How many of those ones did you reroll?
Three. She rerolled three, but there was two ones.
Again? I feel like we should save some hope for later when it gets
but
really
we're gonna,
bad.
We're going to lose two dice.
We're pretty good right now, though.
It's up to you.
I'm going to use it.
Okay. Yeah, let's use two more hope.
Thanks, Brad.
Wow. One was a six and one was a one. Do we just want to lose one? Or do
that
we
dice.
Use...
That
is die. This dice.
No, let's spend... How much hope do we have now?
Two.
Let's use one.
What are we gonna taken the
use it
the roll?
What do we need it for later?
Use it.
Just do it. One.
Okay. You know what? We're just.
You have one hope remaining.
We're just.
No. Look. We'll use that hope.
Oh my God,
but Hector's gonna roll it this time.
It was
meant to be.
Oh my God!
And it was meant to
four times
that's
in
out.
A row.
Yeah.
That's yikes. Out. Yikes!
Let's get rid of that.
It's not a good omen. It's not a good omen.
I want to knock
the
on
the tin candle gods.
So you have.
I have three sixes.
Yeah, you succeeded that roll. Tell me how you find the information for the House of the Bakers.
I notice that out of the group of 20 or so people that are there, one of them happens to be Bailey from the hotel. I guess she was on break.
I mean, it is right down the street.
It's
I would
right
say
down the
that
street.
I would say it's pretty easy to understand that they heard the siren and people just started coming in.
Yeah, and Bailey's extremely being Bailey.
Oh, what did you do?
We didn't do anything. In fact, actually, Bailey, I'm very, very happy to see you. Super happy. I feel like you can help.
Do you need new linens, or...?
You can help the FBI today. In fact, you can be special yourself.
I thought you said it wasn't special.
That you weren't special, or FBI in general? Okay, in any case, I need one address from you. I'm
Did
just
I do something wrong?
No, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong at all. Nothing
when
wrong
you're asking me questions, it makes me feel like I did something wrong.
I just need to know where the Baker's house is. That's all I need. And you feel like you're very, you know, just about everything in this small town. Am I right about that?
Am I going to be in trouble if I don't tell you?
Yes.
Go up to H, cross the street, two houses down, brown house on the right. Do not tell the sheriff I told you.
Don't worry, we're not going to be talking to the sheriff anytime soon.
So H is the highway that goes south towards the farm. So you'd cross that and it's just two houses up on the right.
Do you see what it means?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. If we go here, cross.
Does it have a number? Does it have a
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's you don't, all right, don't, we'll do don't worry too much about that stuff.
Okay,
you guys are
over-concerned
with that stuff.
Okay.
Just keep it moving forward.
All right.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you, Bailey.
Can we go and drop off our stuff
in
the hotel room?
Let's do that right now.
Actually, you know what? I don't trust anybody in this town.
Why do you want to just... You want to live out of our trunk, Sam? I mean, I don't know about you, but I gave up those days back in college.
All right. We can drop off our clothes and stuff, whatever, you know.
All right. So you make your way over to the hotel room. You open it up, and it is room 3A, one single bed.
Bed.
One single bed. Very small room.
Chair, couch.
No chairs. Desk. No couch. A TV. Huh. All wood, by the way. Two deer heads on the wall.
Wow. Maybe they have cots that we can get from...
From Bailey?
From Bailey.
Well, we'll figure that out later.
Okay, let's just drop off some of our stuff.
We're going to cut back to the police station as you've made your way.
Actually, I didn't make my way. I started driving back, but then I don't want to get an earful from the sheriff seeing me with them when I was supposed to kind of kick them out. And I've gotten super curious about this new fact about this town that I thought was idyllic at this point. Mm-hmm. And I can't stop thinking about this girl and the FBI and what's going on, and I feel like I need to do something. So I drive to the only place that I feel would have the answers here, and it is to the bridge with the homeless people. And I want to ask some questions. And
see. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I drive there.
All right. So you head to... Let's just say you park at the deputy, your usual parking.
Sure. Yep.
It's right there across there. You've always kind of looked at him. And seen that.
Looked at who?
The homeless across the street. But you've never really interacted with them in any way.
I wouldn't.
The town seems to act as if they don't really.
Yeah,
exist
and
there.
At this point, it seems like I had no reason to at this point, but things are going down. So I feel like those people would be the only people that I could talk to right now, and I can't talk to the FBI because really I feel like I've overstepped my bounds, and I don't want to go back to the sheriff department yet. So I go up to them and
well, what do I see? You make your way down the bridge, and there's not really a stairway that goes down underneath. There's just like a fence that you'd have to climb, and it's really slick and everything. So you start trying to like make your way through the fence. As you're doing it, some of the individuals below are just staring up at you, kind of watching as they've got like a little campfire underneath there, just a really small one, as they're huddled around it and eating.
I go up to the campfire and hi. How you all doing? Listen, seems super weird. No one's in trouble here. I'm gonna level with you guys. Do you guys know anything about a girl? Missing girl? I'm just here looking for some information.
Oh. As one says, and then another, oh, and they all start in unison, oh, all 10 of them in unison start, oh, and nodding their heads together.
So you have heard about this missing girl, Cindy?
No, 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 no. We never said that.
Do you know anything about a missing girl named Cindy Baker?
Oh!
So you've heard about Cindy Baker?
No, 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 no. We never said that.
Are these the only 10 people around here?
Mm-hmm. One of them holds up a can of beans with a spoon.
Thank you.
They all look at each other as you're eating it.
Cindy Baker.
I'm going to need you to roll.
Ah, 3 ones, 1 6.
You have 4 hope.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's use
you guys.
All
you guys
three.
Knew. I needed that.
What
okay.
Is this?
3. That's fine. Oh, fine. 1. One.
What the hell?
Do we want,
what
three?
Is going on? We have one.
You
left.
Only have 1 hope.
Oh my.
Use it.
Okay, yeah. So we're just missing. We had to take one die out.
We are
okay.
Now down to eight die.
And I succeeded with a one.
Okay.
Six.
Okay.
All right.
Did I win the roll? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, you won the roll. Okay.
Oh wait, was that for?
That was to see if you were going to
die.
Die. Of well, get very sick, and okay. You did not. But yeah. As you're eating, your vision around you starts to like close in. And start getting tighter and tighter, focusing in on one individual across from you. He's got this long beard and a beanie that's kind of put down. It's got tears on it with some of his hair coming through the tears on each side. As he's standing on the opposite side of this fire and looking at you as he starts to like emit this kind of light that's pulsing at him. And your eyes, the rest, it's like tunnel vision as the rest of the world goes dark around you. And he starts pulsing with this light, kind of pulsing. And pulsing as it starts fading and kind of fading, and his body starts to like shift and churn as it starts like morphing and kind of turning into the of this small child, this small girl, as this small girl standing in front of you, and it's just sitting there holding a little backpack, a little pink backpack, looking directly at you, starting to emit this light.
Which,
as then all of a sudden you feel this smack on your face as you very quickly are like out of it as you are sitting like 2 inches from the face of this homeless guy on the opposite side of the fire, and you've kind of like hunched over the fire itself as you start to feel your belly getting a little hot, and you look down and you quickly like see that you are standing directly above the flame 2 inches from his face as he's sitting there like this as he just slapped you on the face.
I grab his arm and I take him away. I take him away from
no,
the ground.
No, 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 no.
I forcefully take him away.
No, 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 no.
Do you want me to roll for that?
Yeah. I'm trying to take him away.
Yeah. 2 sixes, two sixes, two ones.
No hope.
No hope.
Okay. Shit.
Okay.
But you win the roll, so yep. Tell me, right. Where are you taking? What are you doing? What's happening?
Okay, I grab him.
No, no, no.
No, I've grabbed him, and I take him away.
So you're starting to take him. As you're doing that, the other individuals around in that group of 10, they don't get up, but they all kind of, like, put their hands out and, like, touch him.
I pay no attention to him, and I grab him. As
you're pulling away, every one of them makes sure that they can just reach in to get their hand on him and just kind of grace him as you pull him out of that group. And what do you do?
Okay, And so I can say what happened, right?
What are you doing?
Okay, yeah, so
you can't say what he does or like what he reveals, but you can say what you do and it succeeds.
All right. I place him at complete. I pull him away. And I say I talk to him.
No, no. No.
I put him at ease and I say I ask him, please. And we're looking for answers and the way I'm speaking to him from Gabriel's past, he's had a lot of kind of relations with just people in small towns, and he knows how to relate and get rapport. And so he asks him in the most kind of soothing way and puts him at ease that he asks him, I need your help. I know that you know what happened to that girl. I want to find her and I want to fix what happened with all the other girls. Will you please help me?
He takes the can of beans that you're still holding in your hand that you'd kind of taken as you moved over. He dips his hand in the beans and he goes down on the ground and he starts drawing with the red kind of sauce of the beans on the concrete underneath the bridge.
Yes.
And he draws this symbol.
What is that? What is that? Please tell me.
As he looks up, and he looks at you, you see these like blue veins starting to pulsate out from around the side of his face as the color in his skin starts to leave his body as he starts getting extremely pale.
I try to I put him down on the ground and I try to do CPR on him.
Roll with a disadvantage.
Oh god.
What are you doing? Let him die.
No, there is no such thing in this game, so just roll.
Oh, okay. CPR on a choking man?
One six, trained. No ones.
Oops.
Okay. So you start giving him CPR.
I haven't learned, like...
And he starts, like, chugging or, like, tearing at his shirt. And he rips his shirt. And it reveals, like, on his chest the same signal that he just drew on the ground in front of you. But it's, like, a scar that's been branded into his chest. And it takes up his entire chest.
What the hell?
And the blue veins around it are kind of pulsating into it. As it kind of starts to glow with that same tunnel vision that you saw before, as it starts to emit on that and start pulsating, as you kind of stand up and collect yourself and you look around, he's laying on the ground, his body is totally dead and lifeless, but there's no marking on his chest, the skin, the color, and his face is gone. He's extremely pale. As the rest of the group kind of all run over to him, as you're just kind of standing there in the group, as they all kind of run over and start shaking him and moving. No, 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 no. As they all within a second turn and look up at you.
I didn't know what I was doing. I'm so sorry.
The group of nine, all while making eye contact with you, lean down, pick him up by his clothes, not his body, as they're kind of draping his body within the weight of his clothes. Without breaking eye contact with you, they walk over to the edge and throw as his body hits the water with a splash and starts floating down river, while all nine remain locked in eye contact with you and start backing up. Each of them in unison, back, 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 almost as if moving in reverse, as they then turn, sit into their spots, pick up their cans and their food, and start eating again and communicating with each other as if you're not there anymore.
I slowly just walk back and back up away from the bridge and try to go back to the police department. I'm shaken, and I did make a mental note of the sign that he drew, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's that one.
Yeah, but I'm already shaken, and this is way too much excitement that I've ever probably experienced in my life. Well, yeah, of supernatural, whatever. I leave. I'm done. I leave. I get out there, and I go back to my comfortable desk.
Okay, you go back towards your desk.
Well, yeah, towards. Okay. Well, I walk back towards the police department.
Okay, you are heading towards the police department. What are you doing there? What are you trying to do?
I'm gonna go see the sheriff and Hilgrid.
Okay, so you make your way in. You start walking into City Hall. You were carrying a bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you walk in, you kind of meet her at the steps as you're walking up. You both kind of got there at the same time as you see her and start walking in.
I've ditched my bag in a bush I know around the corner where no one ever looks. I don't take it with me.
Okay.
But I know where I left it.
You're pretty much on the first floor as you kind of go in, immediately make a right. And as you go in, immediately you hear the sound of the cage, of the jail cell cage, like,
is she
rattle.
She's
walking with you. You two are now directly inside as you two have
so
kind of
I'm
met.
Okay. Okay, so I'm okay with her just...
And you see her, and that you guys just keep walking for the moment, and it's just right when you get in, you start hearing the
ma'am,
bars start Virginia? To shake. Hey!
I walk towards the cell.
I don't, but I listen.
The secretary kind of goes, No. The sheriff said no one was allowed.
Janice, it's okay.
No, sheriff specifically said no one is allowed to speak to the prisoner while he was out. He was very, very.
Janice, I'm so sorry. I think I'm the cause of all this trouble. I think Hilgrid is in here because of me. I don't want to press charges for her trespassing.
If I
could just apologize to her for getting her in trouble. I'm already such an outcast in this town. I don't want another person mad at me. If I could just say I'm sorry to her and I'll be out of your hair. I promise. I won't tell anyone I was here.
You can't,
Janice.
Mm.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
Janice, it's okay. We're just gonna apologize and that's it. All right? Let's go.
Roll.
We
No, it was Kate. No,
okay, okay, okay.
You have
no, six, Kate.
You have six die.
Yeah.
How much hope?
No hope.
None hope.
None hope.
You have one hope.
Oi, hey yo.
That is two ones and no sixes.
Oh.
You know, you could burn something to re-roll those ones.
Use the hope first.
So here's the thing.
Well, it's just going to be one.
I think I'm going to burn my vice, which is busybody, which is appropriate for this time. I'm sticking my nose in where it's apparently not wanted. Is that okay by you?
That's okay by me.
And that I'm going to burn busybody.
You're going to re-roll your ones?
I have two ones to re-roll.
Good luck.
And then if it doesn't work, we'll use a hope.
And if it doesn't work, I'm very sad I'm in the police department right now. Because the scene's going to end and I don't want to be here.
Oh, cool.
This is the last place I want to be. It's a 2 5s. I'm toast.
Which means there's nothing that you can re-roll. As a candle goes out and hope is lost, I will describe what happens in the rest of this scene. Janice, frustrated with the two of you, agrees to leave, but in a very unsettling way, as she's cursing to herself as she walks out and grabs her bag. And she's like, the sheriff will be hearing about this! As she makes her way out.
Shit.
The deputy takes the... takes the woman,
Hildred,
the eye patch, Miss Justice, and you take her to a room for questioning. You do have a cutoff room that all people arrested are allowed to have for meeting with their lawyer, for an opportunity for you and a reporter to meet with her. Now, I will say you get to there. As you close the door, one of the candles goes out, and a piece of hope is lost. And we will reveal the truths that the audience has given us before we start the next scene.
Nice.
Shall we?
We shall.
Yes.
Truth. Character background. Agent Rayner, as he starts to see these strange symbols, gets flashbacks from his childhood, where his aunt would take him to meetings at a local hall. As much as he tries, he can't remember much except seeing those symbols.
Okay.
That's good.
So that is something you know.
My aunt would take me to a meeting at a local hall. Like
yes.
Some kind of
your
a...
Your pet aunt would take you to fall.
Yes. My pet ant farm. No, like a meeting like a... What's the word I'm thinking of? It's like a...
congregation.
Hey guys,
can
you
take
smart,
this outside?
A lot of smoke.
Congregation?
A gathering.
Hey, Matt! Take this outside!
Stop fanning it! That's how you make it more.
Please, quickly.
Pour some coffee in it.
Smoking a lot.
It is.
It's the...
is the coffee...
Take it outside, you idiot!
Don't ask questions.
No, what's the thing that, like, Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble went to? It was, like, the Water Buffalo meeting. What is that meeting called?
It's irrelevant. For what all I would hold on to is just it was at a local hall.
Okay.
As much as you try, you can't remember much except seeing
you
those.
You could probably fill in the blank.
You saw the
like
symbols.
A Masonic lodge.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot. Okay. All right.
The fire smells great.
It can smell like coffee.
It smells like campfire.
Petunia's post struck a nerve in Nixon. Her mind goes back to her youth. Her friend Cindy went missing around that age. Try as she might, she could never find the young friend again. This is the truth.
That's the truth for Nixon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She joined the force to lay her friend to rest? Okay, there must be some confusion here because... Petunia is not on the force.
I think she...
She is now! No, I'm kidding.
I think they might mean me.
They might mean you?
Yeah. By force, it might be the FBI.
Yeah, okay. So, I think they meant you. So, Special Agent Rose, Nixon Rose. Toonie's post... Okay. Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. It's just worded that way. Yeah. Got it. Next truth. Discovery. Agent Nixon notices Bailey intently staring at her when she thinks Agent Nixon is not looking. Bailey is muttering to herself, or rather, looks like she's talking to someone who isn't there.
Whoa.
Better remember that one. See where this is going with the chat room. Mm. Truth, discovery. There are rumors of a farm making a farm family making modifications to their house, but no one really seems to know why. In fact, all anyone really knows of them is one member is a tall, goat-like man who stays out of sight and reaches 15 in 5 years. No. I'm going to take the first part of what you said. I'm going to say that there are rumors of a farm family making modifications to their house, but no one really seems to know why.
Modifications.
And I will say that there is a very tall, goat-like man, but when you say goat-like, it's just going to be a very tall, lanky man.
With like a little goatee.
Yeah.
You know, facial
careful
hair.
With these discoveries, guys. Don't turn this into GM ability. The problem we had last week is people were using truths like it was the GM ability. So be careful there. That's a little bit too much like the GM ability. That's you making something otherworldly that would drive the story in a very different way. Okay. Truth. There's a wealthy winery owner, Arthur Riggs. This sounds like a GM power too, guys. Okay, I'm going to have to make myself more clear next week because this is already sounding like a GM power. Who has bought buildings downtown when they went out of business. Windows covers did not seek new tenants. I'll allow it this time. But already, that seems like a GM power and not a truth. So I need you guys to start finding that distinction for
me. What did
you
do? Arthur Riggs, a wealthy
winery. There's a wealthy winery owner, Arthur Riggs, who has bought buildings downtown when they went out of business. Windows covers did not seek new tenants.
Okay. Watch.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's definitely a GM power, not a truth. It needs to either be history involving the characters, feelings that they're having now, or just something that these guys are discovering that they can add to their kit or something they see in the town that doesn't necessarily change the basics,
Matt,
and settings of the story. Because that's a GM power, and I don't want to make the GM power unvaluable for the people who use it.
Right.
Because that wouldn't be fair to them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Truth. Gabriel Decker has been the town deputy for 6 months. Mm-hmm. He wants to set down roots here in Kalab, yep. But this is his fourth job in 3 years.
Jesus.
And it's his fourth small town in 3 years.
With his fourth name in three years. Fourth job
what?
In 3 years.
That is a great truth.
Fourth job in 3 years.
Fourth small town. Fourth identity.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Oof. Oh, shit. Okay. Thank you. Sage Utopian, he just upgraded that to a truth. Oh, well, thank you. So, I got you. I got you. I'll make sure that that gets in there.
He upgraded
not
a truth
I was going
to
a
GM
anyway, but
power?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. You can also do that if you discover you've not quite done it right. Yeah.
Cool. So, that just added a lot to your background.
Yeah. That's awesome.
In a very
awesome.
Interesting way.
Yeah. No. Thank you. No, this is fun.
Truth. Background. Gabriel's gone through a lot trying to start anew. But sometimes he can see her in the corners of his vision.
See her. Gotcha. All right.
Nightgown clinging to flesh, skin burned away, pearly white teeth exposed. Run as he may, the fire casts a long shadow.
Yikes.
Well written, too.
Wow.
So he sees her. She's in nightgowns and she's burning. Yes?
Yeah, sometimes you can see her in the corner of your vision. Nightgown clinging to her flesh, skin burned away, pearly white teeth exposed. Run as you may, the fire casts a long shadow.
You've
got a dark past. Something you're hiding.
Yeah.
Running from.
That's
great.
Intense.
Thank you.
Those
this
last
really
two
thank
are
you.
Perfect examples.
Yeah.
Very good.
Of adding a lot for him to work off of.
Yeah,
and everything
awesome.
Else.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's really fun when you guys add stuff that we have to then roll with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we are about to begin.
Do I get my truth?
Hmm?
Do I get a truth?
There, that was all the truths
got
that
it.
I saw.
Okay.
That was all the ones that came through that I saw. All
right.
So make sure you use hashtag truth when you do these, by the way, guys, so it gets recorded. If one was missed, somebody just needs to ping me or ping Matt. So I need to make a note in this one of that one. Got it. Let's see. Making some notes.
So now we do the ninth round, or I guess the...
Yes, there are only nine candles.
We start with nine dice.
I now have 1d6 that I'll have to roll
so
against.
So he's going to be rolling against us now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. We still have, like, massive advantage.
Don't say...
Right.
We're still going to, like, live, right?
Yeah.
We're still going to get all sixes, right?
Mm-hmm. Super good luck.
Yeah. We still need to get to the baker's house. We got to find something out. They have to care about their kid, at least.
Okay.
We open on the interrogation room. Inside is the deputy, Posey.
And Hildred?
And Hildred Justice. She's extremely nervous, chewing on her fingernails. She keeps looking at you and then looking at you like...
Hildred.
Hildred, it's okay. Yeah. I brought you both in here because I want some answers. And something's going on in this town, and I feel like right now...
I take a piece of paper and a pen, and I push it towards Hildred, and I say, you don't have to say anything.
Janice, she set this in motion.
Janice,
and Gary set to see it through. I have to see it through. I have to see it through.
Do you know what she's talking about?
I have to. She was the bringer of change. Janice.
My grandmother.
Oh, sorry.
She set things in motion to bring down the totem.
What do you?
The totem.
What does the totem do?
The totem. Protected by the bull. The council and the wall. They're all in on it, and then there's the Gary.
Gary was the guy who...
Gary said that the fawn, and then the lock, the voice, the temple, the hive, and the vermin.
What about the hive?
The hive caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and they used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord. The hive.
What do you know about Gary?
The hive.
Now, what is this fire?
I think you're asking the wrong questions, Deputy.
Well, I don't know what's going on. Do you have any idea?
Keep your voice down. We want to keep her calm.
Hildred,
she's obviously in a lot of stress.
And
okay, so what do you know about
the
this?
Door opens.
Out of time.
Stepping through is someone you would recognize. This is the county prosecutor, Tibby Devon. I will be representing Miss Justice. She will not say another word. She will remain quiet for the rest of this, because anything you say, Justice, that the deputy here could possibly use against you. So I would like to let you know, Justice, please just remain calm at him coming in. She immediately starts, no.
She doesn't seem like she wants you here.
No, the wall. As she starts saying this and, like, moving back in her chair, just trying to move away from him. As he sits down calmly next to her, opens up his briefcase, starts pulling out files. Now she needs to remain quiet. Because anything she says can be used against her. And I will be representing her from this point forward. So if you have anything you'd like to ask, you can ask me.
Tibby, there's really no need for you to be here. I'm not pressing charges. I came here to apologize. She was wrongfully arrested.
Anything you would like to ask...
Yes.
You can ask.
Who assigned you to this case?
I will be representing her, moving forward from this point in time.
I believe Miss Justice is free to go. We're not holding her, we're not detaining her or keeping her under arrest. Hildred, did you want to leave?
The wall. She starts smacking her head. He refuses to make eye contact with her as he continues just staring at the two of you. But he starts sweating quite profusely as he takes out a napkin from his coat pocket and starts dabbing it against his head. He's a very large, overweight man, balding with a comb over to try to cover it up. Glasses that are starting to fog up a little bit as he takes them off and wipes them down.
Sir, you're sweating something awful. Nervous?
As he takes out a marker. Would you like me to move forward?
As I said, I'm not pressing charges. There's really no need for this.
And Ms. Justice isn't being detained or arrested.
Tibby, I know you love your fucking job, but you're not needed here right now. Hildred, can I buy you a cup of tea to apologize for getting you in this mess?
I will be representing her from this point moving forward. She will not be speaking to you. If you would like to push forward, this will be ending abruptly.
I feel like we need a roll to do something here.
Deputy, you need to get the sheriff in here. As much as I
don't. Petunia, you don't know him like I do. If the sheriff comes in here, we're not going to get our answers.
I'm not looking for answers. I'm looking to get Hildred out of here. She doesn't belong here right now. She was wrongfully arrested.
He takes a piece of paper
representation
out of his briefcase, and he places it to the side.
My one answer.
I try and see what the paper says.
Miss Justice, if you don't mind signing there.
Justice, Hildred, you don't
I will be handling this free of charge.
Ma'am, you don't have to sign anything.
You can find your own representation, Hildred. You don't need to use him. I'll help you find
him. And as her eye kind of catches the piece of paper, she stops. And she starts leaning in. As she lifts up the patch on her eye. As a red kind of glow starts to emit from the side of her face. The two of you sitting there see this kind of deep open hole in her face where her eye once used to be, that's just glowing red as she looks down and the light hits the paper. The text that's on that paper kind of disappears, revealing a symbol underneath. She stops, lets go of the patch, takes her head and just
slams it
down on the desk.
Hildred!
And starts repeatedly.
I
tried pulling the table out from
and her
under.
Head just starts
try and pull the table
as
out.
As you're doing this, and he starts packing his papers back into his briefcase, slowly placing them in.
I grab the paper.
Moving them in.
That paper that she saw.
Okay, that's fine. As you grab it, it immediately starts to, it's been on fire, but not itself. You see no flame. But black ashes start to creep up the paper as it starts crumbling in your hands and falling apart in front of you. As he latches his briefcase, there will be no further questions on this matter. I advise you to reach out to my office if you'd like to discuss this further. As he exits the room and she continues slamming her head into the desk.
I grab her and I put cuffs around it and detain... Well, not detain her, but I kind of...
Restrain.
Restrain her.
That's
the
word you're looking for.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I was looking for the word. I restrain her.
Okay. The front of her face is completely caved in as she's choking on her own blood as it's seeping back into her throat.
Hildred! I put the pen and the paper in front of her. Anything!
She draws on the paper with the pen... As her one eye, spot that was open, the other one is now swollen completely shut. As she draws this symbol.
Okay.
And.
One more second, please. One more second. What do you know?
She
about
dies.
Shit.
Choking
shit
on her own blood.
Shit.
Oh my god.
In the room with you.
Oh my god.
Okay, okay, okay.
Fuck, shit. Okay. I didn't want to be involved in any more of this shit. What the fuck?
We cut to the two of you knocking on the door of the baker's house. Yeah!
Hello?
Yeah, one moment.
What's the, what are the parents' names?
You hear over you, oh, oh, as the crow has kind of followed you and is circling around the house.
The bakers, their names are, because it seems like
something Margot happened. And John Baker.
You're Margot and John Baker.
John comes to the door looking rather, you know, sprung and like it's a normal day. You just kind of interrupted him just having a normal day. Is he,
John Baker?
Yes.
Good
hello.
Afternoon.
How?
Afternoon. I'm Agent Emery. This is Agent Rayner.
Agent.
Mm-hmm.
Agent.
Yes.
You see out of the corner of your eye as he's standing there. As you say agent, he kind of looks over his shoulder and then closes the door a little bit more. And as he's doing that, you see kind of in the background through the living room off into the kitchen, a woman, most likely Margot Baker, smoking a cigarette in a long nightgown as her hair is kind of frizzy and messed up as she's kind of like looking like that as the door starts to close behind him. Agent, hi. Hi, what brings you here today?
Actually, we're following up on a number of investigations that happened in this area, and we would like to ask you and perhaps your wife, Margo,
she's
a couple of questions.
Not feeling well today.
May we come in?
No. No, you may not. Do you have a warrant?
We're not here to search your premises, sir.
You're not in any kind of a trouble.
I'd like to leave my wife in peace. She's not feeling
we
well today.
Okay.
We understand.
I'm guessing if you're here, it's having to do with the disappearance of our daughter.
Yes.
As you know, it was nearly a year ago this week. So this is a very tough time for us.
Yes.
A very tough time for us, and she's going through a lot right now. And I don't really want to bring up, you know, we've been talking.
That's
to
fine.
We've been
talking.
Don't
Joe.
Tell anyone else in town, obviously. But we have been seeking some psychological help, speaking to a therapist. Now there aren't any in town, mind you. So we are doing this online, of course, calling in. But we've been advised. You know, there's no need to bring up these dark memories. You know, there's already just so much.
You've been advised by a licensed therapist that there was no need to bring up the memory of your missing daughter on the anniversary of her.
It's just not healthy.
Have you ever
lost a daughter?
I actually don't.
You couldn't possibly understand.
We could, Mr. Baker.
We would just like to know about Cindy. We are following up on her disappearance.
Yeah.
I can assure you that at the Bureau we have a number of psychologists and such on staff, and none of them would advise you to block out the memory of your daughter. It's not good to bury. It really isn't, believe me.
Well, I pay for that service, so I'm going to take their advice over yours. You're an agent, correct? So why don't you ask your questions so I can get back to taking care of my wife on the anniversary of our child's disappearance.
Okay. Fair enough.
John, can I call you John?
Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
Mr. Baker, we came across your case just a few days ago, and we have a lot of resources and different things in our department that can help. Now, we wanted to see if we could get some more information from you, sir. Not your wife, just you out here on the porch, just talking, that we couldn't get from the sheriff. The sheriff, unfortunately, in the local police department, wasn't really satisfying us when we were asking about this missing persons case.
Because we do care about what happened to Cindy. We do want to find her for you, for this town. We want to do that. And we need your help and any information that you can give us. How about you tell us about Cindy? How about you tell us about when she disappeared and where? It was March 20th, 2017.
Yes. She just didn't come home from school, you know, and...
And
she was a sweet girl.
Does she?
You notice, kind of in the background, kind of peeking through one of the curtains on the left side.
Margo.
She's kind of peeking through, and when he catches that your eye has kind of traced over, he immediately kind of continues talking while blocking the view of where she would have been standing. And she's a very, she was a very sweet, very, very sweet girl.
Did she walk home from school, and did she do that normally?
Yes, there's, we don't really have a need for buses here.
Did she walk with any friends?
Down the street.
Any friends, or if you could perhaps give us her teacher's name at school? Mr. Baker?
You know, the school's right next to the river, and, you know, I've spent a year accepting accidents happen.
Yeah.
I've been petitioning for higher fences, you know, and as you know, or at least you should know that the we have a real homeless problem here. It's hard to believe, I know, but we do. And they keep cutting holes in the fences, and, you know, she probably fell in. And, you know, the river moves, and...
Mr. Baker, there is a problem in this town, and we're trying to solve it. We're trying to help. Now, what I'm about to say isn't easy to hear.
Whatever you have to say is not going to bring her back.
But it can prevent another person, another little girl...
I've accepted.
...from going missing.
My daughter is gone.
It could help other people, and it could give you definite closure.
And I don't really appreciate having people show up on my doorstep on the anniversary of my daughter's disappearance and bringing up these...
I can see that you care. Of course you care. We care. Look, we are here right now. Help us. Help us, Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker, your little girl wasn't the only one that went missing.
There have been two other little girls in this area that have gone missing. We need to stop this now.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave. If you don't mind, I'd really like to not upset my wife.
It seems like your wife has been trying to spy in on this conversation this entire time. So I think it would probably help both of you if you just let her say whatever it is that she wants to say to us.
Agent, let me...
No, Sam. Okay, because this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous at this point. Does nobody in this town care? Everybody just wants to sweep her under the rug?
Nixon, this man lost his daughter. John, I'm going to leave you my card. We're staying at the only motel in town. Here. You know which motel it is. If you don't want to talk right now, look, we understand that this is a trying time. And I'm just going to say this one last thing, and then we're going to go ahead and leave, okay? The thing I want to say is that a little girl went missing here 20 years ago in 1997. 20 years before that, 1977, on the same date that your little girl went missing.
And you think that somehow these are related?
Possibly. Because if they are, John, that means that another little girl may go missing again in the future. And that's what we're trying to prevent. If you've accepted your loss, we're not trying to tell you otherwise.
But you don't get to accept that loss for other parents.
Exactly. So, John, if there's anything that you want to talk, you or Margo.
So you think my daughter was murdered?
We don't know. We are trying to find out.
She's missing, and we're trying to find her.
Okay, if I think of anything, I'll let you know.
You can find us at the motel, or you can give me a call there. That's my cell, okay?
Yeah.
Anytime, day or night. We're going to be here for a few days. We're just in town.
Yeah, we're in room 3A, if you ever want to care.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Yeah, thank you. As he turns and kind of shuts the door behind you very kind of softly blocking out, and you start to make your way off of the deck of the front of this house, off the front porch, you hear the sound of loud sobs coming from the woman inside. As you kind of look and turn back, you see through the glass of the front window of him kind of holding her as she's crying into his shoulder, sobbing inside as he kind of glances over at you, peering through the window. Just locking eyes with you as she sobs.
I'll get in the passenger side car, as I assume Agent Emery will take the driver's side again.
Yeah. I realize that I did not handle that as well as I usually handle things. So if you're about to scold me,
no, I'm.
You know,
look, I'm about to apologize. All right, I didn't mean to step on your toes. Obviously, you know what you're doing, Emery. You know what you're doing, but this town is fucked.
Yes, it is.
But I don't think.
Dear God, are these the children of the corn grown up in a basin of a mountainous wine country? What is this?
I think John and Margot are being fucked with. They're not the ones doing the fucking, so.
Yeah, I think, well, this town is messed up. First, we know that the town tried to sue Posey. I can't even call her Posey.
As you're standing next to your car, you see and hear the sound of sirens as a ambulance goes driving down the street directly in front of you, turning towards the police station and parking in front of the police station as most of the people in the town start coming out of their businesses and moving towards. As you see, from your vantage point, kind of up on this hill looking down, mm-hmm. You can kind of clearly see through the way as you see a stretcher kind of being pulled out of the front of City Hall as people are just gathering around in that general area. Check back in on you two. What are you doing?
So I've grabbed the papers off the table and I've shoved them all in my pockets.
What's that?
The paper that she had drawn the images on, anything that was left there, I've shoved it in my pockets.
At the same time, I've seen Avery made a mental image of what she drew in.
Okay.
At this point, has the lawyer left? And is
the lawyer's gone.
And the coroners are already coming
in. Yeah,
to
like
get...
they've the EMTs are there.
I grabbed the papers off the table before they came in,
her
to say.
Dead.
Okay.
If you're okay with that. I hid the papers in my pocket before they
came
in.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And so I let some time pass in between.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're still inside?
It's up to you. Where are you right now?
Petunia, if you don't mind, I would like to have a conversation with you away from the crowd. Are you okay with that?
That would be important, yes.
Okay. So we make our way behind a secluded area away from the crowd, and the coroner is doing his job, and I'm not there. Okay, now. What do you know? Because I'm looking for answers.
What do I know? What the fuck do you know? You're the deputy.
I don't know anything about this damn town. These FBI come in, and I'm learning that this.
Tell me about it. They came to my fucking house.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go to the police station.
Now, here's the thing. This is the only thing I know is that there's a girl missing, and I thought that's all it was. I went down.
How about the woman that just killed herself in front of you?
Yep, and the paper they just like kind of. Burned up in my hand. Yeah.
If they're outside, can we?
We're like inside and around a corner, I think.
Yeah, you've kind of like made your way out front as Emerson kind of like steps up to two of y'all. Sanitation killed herself.
Sanitation. Yeah. Who is that? Who's sanitation?
Killed herself. Oh, Hildred.
What did she?
Crow Lady.
Oh.
Killed herself. That's what everybody's saying. She... Sheriff arrested her for drunk... No.
Yeah.
Boozing.
There. We saw it.
Happens sometimes around here. Wine town, you know?
Right.
She killed herself in the cell.
She... Wow. Wow, that's it's a heck of a thing, Emerson.
Think this has anything to do with those disappearances you were talking about?
I doubt it.
I don't see
Or are you guys showing up in town?
What? No. No, we
things
weren't...
Things getting real weird since you two walked up in here.
I think things were weird a long time before we got here.
Should we head inside?
Yeah.
So what do you guys think it is? You're detectives, right? Special?
You know what? We're gonna go find out.
Thank you, Emerson.
So you make your way inside. Do they run into you two?
I want to say no, we've gone further around the back, but if they come in, we hear them coming in, probably, if they're talking.
Wait, further around the back, outside of the...
I pictured we're still inside the police department, but we're like around in the kitchenette or something, where no one else was, because they were coming through the front, so we've gone further back into the building. But if they walk in, I'm sure we hear them coming.
Is there somebody at the front desk or something?
There's just a bunch of people gathered around. As you make your way up in there, you see lots of individuals from the town.
Yeah.
Okay. You see the sheriff, you recognize, standing tall over everyone else, kind of in the middle. There's these other individuals are around him, and there's like a lot of chatter and a lot of talk that's happening.
usually we would have been able to get all of this information from law enforcement. I mean, right, next up, I mean, we should follow up with the school. It's pretty close to when school should be letting out, so we can at least talk to them over there. But I am so ticked.
You see someone kind of catch you two walking in as a couple things are said, and then the sheriff kind of looks up, puts a hand on one of them, and kind of like as if to calm them down, nods his head, and then kind of tells the others, like, as he walks through the middle of that group and starts making his way. No, you guys said you went back the other way.
We're in the back.
Starts making his way through the group.
Okay.
Really unfortunate. Really unfortunate.
What happened, Sheriff?
What happened?
You know, Miss Justice didn't take being locked up too well, being in captivity, lashed out. I don't say this lightly. She repeatedly bashed her own head into the desk until she killed herself.
That's not normal.
I'm afraid it's not.
Has she lived in the town all her life? Did you know her?
We all knew her.
Is that usual behavior? That kind of...
You think it's usual behavior?
Well, for Miss Justice?
Was she suffering from any sort of a...
She was
medical
drunk.
Condition or mental illness?
All right.
Drunk people.
People like their
bash.
Booze here. It happens. We like to keep things in order. For the most part, the whole community comes together to help when these situations go down. Now, I might have overreacted putting her in a cell. Usually it's the best way to keep someone safe.
Sure.
Now, what I don't understand is how she ended up in our interrogation room. We're working on that.
So, Sheriff, this is because she was drunk?
I'd like to believe so, yes.
Have you had a coroner or forensics team take a look at the corpse to see if you can identify if there's anything in her system?
At the moment, that's what we're being told.
Just that she was drunk.
You could smell it on her. Now, you know, I don't know how you guys do things in the big city, but out here, typically, if someone reeks of booze for 3 days,
typically,
you...
Sheriff, if somebody's drunk, they don't bash their own fucking head into a table until they die. That doesn't seem normal. Now, I would go ahead and refrain from just declaring that the cause of death is her being drunk until you get that report back from any sort of forensics. But if you're telling me you already got it back, then...
Which is impossible.
It's what we're being told right now.
By whom?
As you saw, the doctor was on the scene. EMTs have taken her body outside. She was declared dead upon arrival. If you have any more questions, of course, follow up with my secretary, and I'll make sure you get all the information when we get a report, an official report back.
Okay, well,
from the hospital.
I do have one last couple of questions. So, with Cindy Baker, she was walking home from school and she disappeared. Did you follow
Cindy
up with
Baker.
The school at all? At all?
So,
Sheriff?
We're back on the Cindy Baker thing.
Did you talk to the
we
principals
just had a death here,
or the teachers?
Ma'am.
And you said that you have that taken care of and that you're going to get a report done. Can you just give me some information on anything that you have with following up with her in school?
Look, that little girl fell into the river. Will never be seen again. If you want to keep bringing that up, breaking hearts... in this town, by all means, go for it. We'll see how welcoming everyone is to you picking around.
I'm gonna get.
We've not had a unnatural death in this town for a very long time.
20 years long. I'm gonna get up real close in his face. I'm gonna step into his personal space, and I'm gonna say, "Are you talking about a girl going missing in 1997?
Or 1977?
1977. Now, Sheriff, I understand that you might think that this is two city folk coming into your town and telling you that you fucked up. But the more you prevent us from doing your job, the more we're going to assume that you're fucking up.
And then we will ride so far up your ass you won't know what's what.
There's not a goddamn thing wrong with saying, hey, my resources are spread thin. We don't have the report back from the coroner. We can't assume that this woman was drunk before she bashed her own head in. That's fine. We're here to help. But if you keep... bullshitting us? Bad things are going to happen, sir.
Well, as this individual kind of pats the back of the sheriff and then pats your back, kind of stepping in between the two, you see this kind of older man, I'd say like late 60s, wearing a very lavish suit, Very strikingly dressed individual. Oh, I hear we've got the FBI in town. Sheriff, why don't you introduce me to our town guests that are here to join us, apparently, in this terrible, 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 terrible thing that happened. So, oh, it just gives you the shivers, doesn't it? It's just absolutely terrible.
And your name, sir?
Shiloh. Anna.
Shiloh Anna?
Yes. Nice to
shake his hand.
Nice to meet you. Nice to make your acquaintance,
I'm Special Agent Nixon Emery, and this is Special Agent Rayner.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. I heard you were in town. I went ahead and put in a call to your deputy director out in New York and asked, what could this all be about?
That's what we're here to get to the bottom of, sir. Well, what's
a missing girl. I know. It's terrible, right?
I'm so sorry,
terrible
Shiloh.
Thing.
What's your profession?
And I'm sure you heard about those girls that went missing years ago.
What is it that you do in this town, sir?
Well, I run the country club. Up on the hill. You should come by. Of course, we have some great wines.
We've heard.
Sheriff, why don't you go make sure the city council is... calm down, obviously. We have to make sure the town doesn't work itself up in a hissy fit, given that... I'm sure he told you, this is the first time someone's done something like this in ages.
I would agree, Mr.
O'Connor. We have to keep the order, of course. So, Sheriff, why don't you... As he just kind of nods, he stays locked eye contact with you as he's nodding and sort of backs away and makes his way back over to the group of individuals he was standing with before. I would like to... apologize. I know the
no
sheriff
need.
Asim is
no need.
A little. You know, he's not very good with people. That's usually what I do for the town.
Wow. So
you should come up to the country club, the winery. We'll give you some of our finest wine. I'm sure you've heard that the grapes are in season all year round.
Yes, that's one of the many things that we heard about the region. You brought up that you know about the past. Disappearances.
Oh, well, I'm sure you know about that.
Is there someone we could talk in private, sir? I look around. Are there people? Is there still like a crowd gathered? Are there still people around?
Yeah.
Perhaps at your country club?
Of course. You should come on by. Of course, I've got a couple things to do here just to make sure everything gets taken care of, you know, and people calm down and, you know, set things straight.
Okay, well, we will stop by the country club then. And now here's my card.
I don't need that. I've spoken to your deputy director. I've already got all your information. I can contact you at any time. Room 3A, correct?
Yeah, indeed. Word travels fast in this town. Yeah.
Do you have a card that we can have?
No need. Just make your way up the hill.
To the
Shiloh.
Club.
You said Shiloh.
Yes.
Last name, Anna?
Anna.
How do you spell that, sir?
Sorry, that's a strange question to ask.
That's a strange name.
I'll give you that.
Anna, is that A-N-A-W?
H.
A-N-A-H.
Yes.
Apologies. Well, thank you, Mr. Anna.
And thank you for your hospitable attitude.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to stopping by the country club.
Pleasure meeting you.
You're going to be there
of
later
course.
This evening?
Ta-ta. See you later. I'll be there tonight. As he walks away down, talking to all the individuals who've kind of made their way up towards the front of City Hall as he's talking to them all and trying to tell them what happened and all those kinds of things.
I want to scan the room, like look around to see if there's any friendly face that looks like they want to help in any way.
Unfortunately, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Because a candle goes out.
Oh, man, man, Rutz!
What? What do you do?
It doesn't even feel
and
like...
And the scene ends.
What?
Feel like for we are out of time.
Can we just keep going for 6 more hours? Can we just keep going, please?
I think I've almost figured it out. Just, yeah, like Kate said, 6 more hours?
Look at how many notes! I can't deal with it.
We have some truths that will lead into the next chapter next week.
Hit us with the truth.
These people!
We can handle it, Zach. Hit us with the truth.
Oh, these people.
Posey was a reporter in the past and got deep into a case. She made a fatal error in her reports that resulted in the deaths of some small children that went missing.
Oh my God.
Wow. She was fired from her job and has now turned to blogging.
Wow.
Truth. Deputy Gabriel Decker's family is connected to the missing children for the past 40 years.
Oof.
His uncle was the detective on the case of the missing children from 1977 and 1997, and that's why he's involved in this case. I'm going to have to reword that, because that's a GM power, 100%. I will say we're just going to take the history part of that, and that your uncle was working for this department in particular between the years of 1977 and 1997.
Okay.
We're going to take that part. And,
Okay.
Your family, I'll say that your family moved away after 1997 mm-hmm. to a town a couple hours away. And that's partly how you were able to get this transfer.
Okay, so I'm still able to...
That people in the town at least knew of your family name.
Okay.
We'll take that way.
Okay.
All right.
No, Hardliner, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a character history that's a little too, like...
plot shifting?
It's a little too plot because it's saying that he's directly connected to the missing. But we'll just reword it a little bit. We're still taking your idea and we're going to reword it and reshape it. To be a little bit more, your uncle worked at this department.
And is he still alive?
You know, it didn't say that in the...
Yes, he is!
No. Okay. No, I'm going to say no. Your family moved away in 1997.
Well, they moved away. I'm still like... Are they still alive, though? Because, like...
Your uncle, no.
Okay.
I'm going to say your uncle, no.
Okay, yeah. That's
but cool they might have stories.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Your uncle and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay.
It's a big
thank you guys so much. Okay. Unfortunately, we have to get out of here pretty quick because perception check's coming up next.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Barely scratched the surface. My God.
This is so intense. I love it. Thank you.
Wow. Barely scratched the surface. Yeah, we got a lot to figure out. And you guys are adding some amazing things to this. It's going to be really great. And it's going to keep getting darker and weirder.
Yeah,
and as you guys remember from last time, the first one's usually the most tame, and then it just gets weirder. So thank you guys so much for your contributions. We really do appreciate it. And I'm going to say Gabriel lived in the town. Or Gabriel did not live in this town. His uncle did. Your uncle lived here, but you did not.
Yeah.
We'll say that's how you were able to get this transfer easy is because your name was known. Yeah. Your uncle had worked there before.
Yes.
All right, guys. Coming up next on the channel is D&D with Puppets. You're going to want to stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be great. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.